This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
And welcome back to Florida Foodie. I'm Lisa Bell.
And I'm Candace Campos. Food is a big part of every culture's heritage and tradition. Florida is an extremely diverse state, and we can all really enjoy cuisine from just about any part of the globe. Today's guest works to celebrate the diversity of cultures here in Florida and their culinary tradition.
Her organization puts on a monthly dinner exploring the food and culture that can be found here. It is called Diversitastic Dining. That's a mouthful. Yeah. We are so happy to be joined today by Tali Sugisawa, the executive director of Fusion Fest. Thank you so much for joining us today. What is Fusion Fest?
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. So Fusion Fest is a local nonprofit organization with the mission of celebrating all the different cultures that we have here in Central Florida. And we do that by sharing stories through our film program, our Diverse Orange talk show. We do also that by showcasing talents, by supporting local businesses that are ethnically diverse, and by putting a big show on a free two-day multicultural festival in November. So the whole point, our whole mission, is for people to learn about different cultures, like to showcase and share their backgrounds, but also learn from different cultures. And we started with a festival, and now in 2020, actually, again, it's just so weird the time, right? Like I say now, but actually we started the dining series in 2020 as a way to keep people engaged and also support local businesses as we prepare to the big festival in November.
And it's all about culture. So give us an idea of what your background is.
Yeah, so I am an immigrant here, and I was born and raised in Brazil, in the south of Brazil, but my father's family, they're from Japan. So I was from an immigrant family in Brazil, and now I am myself an immigrant here with my family. I moved here in January 2015 for another job that I had nothing to do with culture and arts. If I went back in time and told myself, listen, you're going to be in the arts, that's going to be your next gig, I'd laugh, because I'm like, no, I am like 100% business and spreadsheets. And not that spreadsheets are not a part of this job, but that was just not something that was on my radar. But as I was waiting on our work permits and all of that, I started volunteering in a lot of organizations in town. And one of them was not an organization, was a grassroots movement, actually, led by Terry Olson with Orange County Arts and Cultural Affairs. Mm-hmm. And I just started volunteering in their committee, which was put together to talk about how we can celebrate the different cultures that we have here. So we had about 40 people, three from each region of the world, kind of, and we met monthly just to talk about ways we could do that, honor who we are, our backgrounds, but also, like, now we're all here in Central Florida. How does that look like? How are we as Central Floridians coming from India, coming from Ohio? Because mm-hmm. we don't only celebrate cultures from other countries. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, how does a Texan live here now in Central Florida? How does that look like with your Texas barbecue,
right,
which is a totally different style?
Right.
So, like, kind of celebrating us as Central Floridians with all our backgrounds.
And there is no better way, in my opinion, to celebrate all those different backgrounds than with food, right?
Yes.
Like, you know, who doesn't love that? So if you're, you know, kind of tired of whatever you've been eating and you're looking for something different, diversitastic dining.
I'm glad you said it again.
That's hard. sounds like a great option. So, like, what exactly is that? You meet monthly?
Yes.
Okay. And so, can anyone just, like, show up?
Yeah, well, yes. Okay. We do sell tickets on our website for those experiences. Uh-huh. And the way that we do it is we try to have good representation from all regions of the world again. We internally divided the globe into 10 regions. Mm. And what we do is, so each month we celebrate a culture. We kind of try to align with whatever celebration is going on at the moment. So for Hispanic Heritage Month, mm-hmm. we'll try to do a Latin Hispanic restaurant. For Asian and Pacific Islander Month, we'll try to do an Asian restaurant. And what we do is we go to a restaurant and we talk to the owner / manager / chef, and we say, hey, we would like to bring a lot of people here that had never tried your food, or people who, you know, want to experience this and has had this kind of food but has never been to your restaurant. And in addition to that, we will bring some entertainment, some artists, and we're gonna have some storytelling. Could you put together a full course menu, starting with appetizers and then different entree options and a dessert and a sample of a drink? And then we will just organize everything and bring those people here.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's what we do. And then we have all, because of the festival, we have all these connections with local artists and organizations as well. So let me give you an example. In January, we did India, but we did Punjabi area, which is totally different from other areas, the northern part of India. So you could have, I'm sure you all had Indian food, but have you had Punjabi food?
I can't say I did.
I don't even know if I have.
Right?
You know?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, and there's some slight differences, and most of the dishes you look, you don't really see the difference, but then you learn from the chef, right? The way that you prepare this is different.
Yeah.
Then we learn that also it is the birthplace of the Sikh faith and Sikh religion. So we try to find an organization and find a spokesperson for that. And so during that night, we experience a full course meal. And also we learn about the Sikh faith and how did that come about. And we had dance from the Divyani dancers that are kids who are learning, and the parents are trying to keep their heritage alive. So that's what happens on Diversitastic Dining. We do sell tickets on our website at fusionfest.org/dining. And because most of the restaurants, well, all of the restaurants are, you know, small businesses, they don't have a lot of space. So we do sell out pretty quickly as soon as they're open. Usually about 50, 60 guests is our turnout and the capacity of restaurants. And it's just a great night. Like this Sunday, we just celebrated Cuba. We did Black Bean Deli. And we had a visual artist painting live.
Beautiful.
And shared his story of coming to the United States and how was his immigrant experience coming here, not speaking the language. And another person also shared his story. And I mean, it was fascinating.
It's so immersive. Yeah. Well, this seems like a great like date night thing that every couple should do every month.
Yes. And we had a few guests say that they saw at a Orlando date night guide and like, oh my God, that's great. Yeah. So we have singing, we have dancing, we have storytelling, chef talk. And again, the whole point is for people to just learn about something new and, you know, from a person that could be their neighbor.
Right. Yeah. And so what is the cost to attend something like that? And does it help you raise money for other events that you put on?
Yeah. So to be honest, we usually break even on those or sometimes we lose money if we don't have a sponsor, but it is just so dear and close to our mission that it just became part of our program because we come in and we also shoot a commercial for the restaurant. So before when we close, okay, we're going to do this. We bring a videographer and we do this 1-2 minute commercial that we also boost on social media. That's how we promote it. We show how the food is being cooked and all of that. So tickets are on our website and they're usually $49. We try to make it as affordable as possible. Yeah. We want for all the communities to be able to come and enjoy. And it's all included. Full course meal, live entertainment.
Yeah, it's great.
That is a great deal.
Yeah. I mean, and there's so many times where you're just like, I'm not sure if I'm going to like that. I don't know what to order. And what are, you know, some places that are just different, you know, something that you haven't really experienced. So, I mean, that's just a great opportunity. What's been your most favorite night?
Oh, my God.
You had to pick one.
Okay. I'm going to say, well, Punjabi India was really interesting because I learned a
lot.
So much,
right?
Yes. But I'm going to say, like, South Africa, we did in February, South Africa at the Browns Kingdom Museum. And they have a restaurant inside the museum. I didn't know. And we focused on South Africa. We had amazing drummers, dancers, and people also sharing how was growing up in South Africa during the, you know, the segregation. And I think that just deeply touched every guest. And I tried a lot of different foods too. So I would say maybe South Africa was one of my favorites. But I can't say it's number one because we have so many.
It's like asking Candace, which daughter do you
Right. Yeah. I just can't. Yes. Depends on the day.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. So you've mentioned so many great events that you've already had. What is on the calendar, you know, in the months to come?
Yeah, so I'm going to urge all our listeners to hurry up and get tickets for next month, for June's edition, because we're mixing it up with our fusion cooking contest.
Ooh.
So this month in June 27 and 28, we're going to have our cooking contest as the Diversitastic Dining Experience. So I think I mentioned before that we not only want people to showcase their cultures, but we also want, we create opportunities for them to learn from each other, and we reward them.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, in fashion, which is one of our tracks, we offer $1,000 prize for a fashion designer to create a unique design combining, let's say, fabrics from, I don't know, Japan and patterns from Africa, and putting an outfit together.
And putting it together.
Uh-huh. And creating something very unique. So for chefs, we do the same thing. We have a couple of different prizes. I think total prize will come up about almost $2,000. But the first place, we get $1,000 prize for the best fusion. So combining ingredients, spices, and techniques from different regions of the world and creating something very unique. So that's going to be our June edition.
And people will be able to sit there and enjoy this.
Who judges this?
Yes. So we have 10 judges.
Okay.
Again, representing all the 10
regions.
Do you
need 12? Like, do you need two extra judges?
I'm available that weekend. I already looked.
We might. We might. Yeah. I need to look at our confirmation list. But yeah, so we have 30 seats, and we're partnering with Valencia, the School of Culinary Arts, and they are in downtown Orlando in the Creative Village, and they have a beautiful setting. So we're opening up for guests as well. So there are 30 tickets each night, and those guests will try 8 different dishes from 8 different chefs each night, and then those judges will be choosing the winner of the first night. We will also, I think, have a audience choice award. And also the second night, another 8 chefs will come in and
with 30 different people.
Yes, 30 different people, but same judges. Yeah. And they will choose another winner of that night. And then those two will be the runner-ups.
It's like watching a cooking show on TV.
But again, you know, and I was looking at the list of applicants, and yes, we have some chefs, kind of renowned chefs from, like, fancy chefs from restaurants. But we also have people who just are creative in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, I have a few people that I know, they're like, I'm not a chef, but can I sign up? Just, I love creating. I'm like, yes, you should.
Well, we've talked to so many people who are chefs on TikToks and Instagram and, you know,
So since that event is not at a specific restaurant, where will you hold something like that?
That's going to be at Valencia.
It is at Valencia.
Yes,
okay.
The Culinary School of Culinary Arts. I think I'm saying this right. In the downtown campus,
the Creative
in the Creative Village. Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
So speaking of fusion, you also have a big event that you do at the end of the year or towards the end of the year in November. Can you tell us a little bit about Fusion Fest? Because you've done it now for a couple years.
Yes. As I was sharing before we started recording. This is our fifth year, but of course, two have been in a pandemic. Mm-hmm. So it feels like, yes, we are a toddler now. it's different because we had so many restrictions putting a event that draws thousands of people together mm-hmm. during a pandemic. But we're so excited this year that it's our fifth year, and hopefully no pandemic mm-hmm. anymore by November, with people, you know, getting more vaccinated and protected. We're just so excited to have this festival. So then we will have about 15 food vendors, and we curate all of them. So you will not see three vendors selling tacos or empanadas. Mm-hmm. We will have the best empanada and the best taco and the best sushi and, you know, the best of all regions. And I can share that last year, my favorite was Syrian food. I don't think I had Syrian food before. Mm-hmm. And they had an amazing, I don't even know how to explain, but they use a lot of lemongrass in their seasoning. Yum. And I love it. It was amazing. So we have a lot of different foods. So if you can come for tacos, if you're more comfortable with that, but you can also come for some Palestinian, Syrian, Brazilian food, if you will, at the festival.
That is the week after Thanksgiving.
Yes, that's the week after Thanksgiving. So we say, you know, we have the whole family. You're cooking since Tuesday, Wednesday.
You don't want to cook anything.
The family in your house all those days, yeah. And you're eating it up. And then Friday, you just go out shopping for some Black Friday deals. Mm-hmm. Don't spend all your money. Save some. And come to Fusion Fest to try some different foods because you're done eating all those leftovers by Saturday. And we also have a marketplace, an international marketplace, where we have local artisans producing. So nothing is mass produced, just local artisans producing things like jewelry, bags, clothes, and like gifts and art that they're selling at the festival. So it makes up great gifts for the holiday season as well.
And it's a free festival, great for the family.
Yes,
music,
free
dance,
outdoor festival.
Let
me remind everyone that the weather is always amazing at the time of the
smart to do it in November.
Hurricane season is gone, and it is really amazing weather. Historically, it never rains. So,
knock on wood.
Yeah, knocking on wood right now. Yeah. And so three stages. We have music, dance, spoken word, storytelling. We have a poetry slam, also with prizes, where people slam and they talk about diversity and their upbringings and things like that. We have an art gallery. I think this year we are exhibiting 20 local artists with the theme of home. So what does home mean to you, mm-hmm. Culturally, your heritage, and being here in Central Florida? So a full gallery with all those 20 artists. And what else? Well, we have a family village. So people with kids, bring your kids. We will have workshops from different cultures and games.
Oh, fun.
So kids can come in. So my daughter last year, she learned how to make an African doll with, I don't even know the name of those materials, like corn husks.
Okay.
Yeah. And just like natural materials, building kites, building origamis. So we have every hour, we have a different art workshop for families. Games. So if you like dominoes, you can come and play. Mm-hmm. If you want to learn how to play mahjong, we'll have instructors there to help you learn how to play that game. And some like lots of fun stuff that you can go in and experience something different and learn something. Our whole point is for people to learn about each other, because I think we only fear what we don't know, right?
Right.
We feel like uncomfortable when we don't know something. But once we know, then I feel like we can just be more comfortable mm-hmm. and don't fear. Like we can actually become friends and
collaborate. Have a greater appreciation
and
understanding.
Yes, we have a lot of faith talks as well mm-hmm. with the Interfaith Council of Central Florida. They come in and just explain about different faiths and about non-faith. I don't remember what they're called, atheists, but also they're called other things, mm-hmm. another term for them. But there's also that, like world views. And so we also have a film program short film program where we pair filmmakers and film subjects, which are people who just want to share their journeys, the story of their journeys to Central Florida. And filmmakers have 4 days to produce, to meet their subject, and then produce that short film that is about 5 minutes. So we'll also see that at the festival. It is, aside from food, is one of my favorite programs inside our project, because the stories are really moving, and you just, like, you have no idea what people go through to just be here, and then how grateful they are. It just reminds us to not ever take for granted being here and living this life.
So you plan out our monthly date nights. You plan out a family yearly outing.
Yes.
I mean, so where can people find you? Because there's so many things that you can get involved in. So give us a way of how we can find you online.
Please follow us on Fusion Fest Orlando. We are on Instagram and Facebook. We also have a YouTube channel where we go live every month with our film program, because now we have a collection of over 50 films. Wow. So we have watch parties every month.
Where are those?
Those are on YouTube and also Facebook. So like any other organization, we did create some virtual programming as well. And then fusionfest.org. This is our website. We have everything there.
I'm going there.
Yes.
Looking at those tickets.
And you can also find us, honestly, almost now every weekend. If there is a Bengali association, a cultural festival, we're there, because we are, what we say is, if there's no Japan Fest, if there's no Puerto Rican Day Parade, there's no us. So we try to be at all those cultural events, supporting them and, you know, promoting what we do, but also being there for them as well. So you can find us at most of the cultural events happening in Central Florida. We counted in 2018 and 2019, we have around 70 cultural events, cultural events in Central Florida alone.
So just follow along and you'll have plenty of things to do.
Yes.
Don't ever say, what are we going to do this weekend? Or, you know, I don't like anything, you know, I'm talking about my kids now. I don't want to eat that. Well, look, you've got 15 options.
Great.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. This was fascinating to hear all about your organization and everything you guys have going on. And hopefully we'll see you out there soon.
Thank you so much for having me, for this opportunity. I'm very grateful.
Thank you for listening to Florida Foodie. We'd also like to thank our guest, Tali Sugasawa from Fusion Fest. You can learn more about Fusion Fest and Diversitastic Dining at fusionfest.org. Or you can follow the organization on social media. Just search Fusion Fest Orlando on Facebook and Instagram. Lisa Bell is online as well. Search Lisa Bell News on Facebook and Instagram, or Lisa Bell News 6 on Twitter. You can also find Candace Campos on social media. She's on Twitter. Just search at Candace News 6. And on Facebook, search Candace Campos News 6. Also, a big thank you to our technical producers, Derek Mosier and Ryan Haley, and our post-production audio engineer, Chris Flora. Our director is Rich Burns. I'm the show's producer, Thomas Mates. Please take the time to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or you can tell a friend about us. And you can find videos of all of our podcasts on clickorlando.com/Florida Foodie. And be sure to sign up for the Florida Foodie newsletter while you're there.